Murder on the Marmora by Edward Marston. Read by James Langton. Chapter 1. December 1908. She was a disappointment. The first time that he saw her, George Porter Dillman felt as if he had somehow been let down. After the Cunard liners on which he had regularly crossed the Atlantic, the Marmora looked curiously small and unimpressive. Built in 1903, she was the first P&O vessel to exceed 10,000 gross tons, but that meant she was still only a third of the size of the Lusitania and the Mauritania, so beloved by Dillman, who had been fortunate enough to sail on the maiden voyages of both ships. While the two massive Cunarders each carried over 3,000 people aboard, the Marmora had little more than 900, nor could the P&O ship hope to match them for pace. The greyhounds of the seas could achieve a maximum speed of over 26 knots. At full pelt, the Marmora could only edge above 18 knots, and was more comfortable at an unhurried 14 or 15. It was, Dillman realized, unfair to measure the smaller ship against two giants of oceanic travel. He was not comparing like with like. The Marmora...